Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Also in God's News Behind the News, Pat, you're telling me this, and I don't want to say that I can't believe it, because you can never underestimate evil. But, right. You know, we shared on VFN Radio before how Pastor Youssef from Iran, mm-hmm. the Christian pastor, was sentenced to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I don't remember exactly how long he was sentenced for.
It was three and a half years, something like that.
Okay, about three and a half years. Mm-hmm. For evangelizing Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Jay Sekulow and his crew and a lot of believers and Christians around the world have prayed. They've petitioned governments
mm-hmm.
for Iran to release Pastor Youssef. And mm-hmm. in fact, you know, eventually they did. And we've shared that with our VFN radio audience the day
that's
that
right.
he was released. And we celebrated with them. But my understanding is that he's been, according to CBN News, he's been arrested again.
Right, on Christmas.
I want you to listen up.
Turning overseas, Iran has arrested Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani again, this time on Christmas Day. The pastor was acquitted of a charge of apostasy in September, but was told that he would have to finish his 3-year sentence for a different crime, evangelizing Muslims. He served all but 45 days of that sentence and was set free after posting bail. But now Iranian authorities claim he needs to go back to prison and finish his time. Some Christian activists worry that Nadarkhani may still be not safe, even if he is released after he serves the 45 days.
45 more days. Is this serious?
Unbelievable.
Listen, we want to pray for Pastor Youssef. We want to pray for the believers in Iran. We don't want to be part of a sleeper cell. We don't want to fall asleep while our brothers and sisters are being persecuted and being arrested, not for committing crimes, not for robbing things, not for doing evil, but for doing good.
Right.
Pastor Youssef is evangelizing and sharing the gospel, the good news, with a people that have been just under massive oppression. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And now he's been arrested. Listen, let's stand with Pastor Youssef. Let's believe that this is just not another ploy of the enemy to keep him in there longer.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I want to encourage you as you're listening today is that, listen, don't ever underestimate evil. Listen, the safest place, and we talked about this in yesterday's segment, the safest place is to be on the front lines. The safest place to be is to be engaged in advancing the kingdom and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not on the front lines, you're going to be left. You're going to be sitting, you're going to be falling asleep, and you're going to be open to attack. Don't ever underestimate evil. You want to stay on the front lines. You want to be prayerful. You want to be about the Father's business and not mm-hmm. about the stuff that religion has made it out to be. Listen, it's about knowing Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's about knowing Jesus and making him known.
Exactly right.
I mean, that's it. Knowing Jesus and making him known. We like to say loving God,
mm-hmm.
loving others, and leading others to do the same.
That's right.
It's the great commandment of the Great Commission. It's not as hard as religion's made it out to be. It's not as you know, just loosey-goosey as others have made it out to be either.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about knowing the Lord, knowing Jesus Christ, having an abiding relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
and sharing him with the entire world while you have the chance to do it.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.